WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into these hot, sweltering summer months, which is why you probably need to come cool off with me, get inside. We're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour this week. We're skipping next week because it's my anniversary week. It's my mother's birthday, so we're going to hang out a little bit. We are going to be with Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Gina Schock this week at the Beaumont. I don't know if we're going to have the $1 billion prize by then, but we do have Maryland scratch-offs, Maryland Lottery scratch-offs. We had a $100 winner last week over at Coco's. We had a great show last week at Coco's with Senator Corey McRae, Dave Shinen, Sig, talked about the neighborhood in Lauraville. Coco's is now a sponsor of ours, so we're going to get down and eat their cheeseburgers. I had Marcel on. But a $100 winner last week. We've got $1 billion in one pot. We've got $750 million in the other pot. At some point, my wife's wondering what she needs to do to win this money. And I'm here with John Martin, executive director of the Maryland Lottery, who is extra caffeinated on the Royal Farms this morning. We've got $1 million winners in this state. We still have the big pot up. The home run riches are coming. The Orioles have been winning, not so much against the Dodgers, but they've been winning and hitting some home runs. How are you? You're like up late, up early when this gets to be $1 billion. Like all the John Martins in the 50 states, you guys are all – this is a big deal for lottery in America, right?
Let me jump just in and clarify for editorial purposes. There was only one John Martin, and you've got him.
In purple.
And he has been drinking out of the regular pot today, not the decaf pot, because
well,
we have breaking
away,
news.
Is what you're
we
doing.
Have breaking news.
Go ahead.
As you've correctly identified, Powerball jackpot, $1 billion tonight. As we speak, $1 billion tonight. But the real breaking news is the Mega Millions drawing last night. Here in the state of Maryland, we had not one, but two millionaires.
Hold on, my wife is holding tickets. Is this possible? I mean, seriously,
it's possible. Seriously. These people may not even know they won. So,
do you know where the tickets were sold?
Of course I do. That's my job. Do you have one of those breaking news sounders like?
When I was in high school, I took a journalism class and we did this thing. We actually used Baba O'Reilly from The Who. So if you can think of the beginning of Baba O'Reilly, like being the news beginning of that. So yeah, I'll do the Wayne's World. I can do that.
Yes, we have now reached new heights. We're doing Darth.
Explain how this works. Nobody's hit the billion. But underneath of the billion, if you have matching numbers and match the Powerball the right way, you get $1 million, just $1 million. That's all, right? Nothing to brag.
Well,
about.
Yeah. Let's get it redirected here. Mega Millions last night. The prize was $640. There were no winners, so Friday's drawing $720 million. So let's go through the vitals on that. Friday, if there is a winner, cash option $369.6 million net after taxes, about $246-247 million. The math isn't dry on this
I
yet.
I could get
this
to Willay all on that. I swear I could spend a lot of time on that.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Kind of
oh, yeah.
Yes.
And if that lucky winner is a Marylander, and we hope that he or she is, $33 million into Governor Moore's budget.
So if the person bought the ticket from Delaware, Virginia, you know, on a bender, that person collects the money in a different state. Is that correct?
Absolutely. You must go back to the state of purchase.
State of purchase, not state of residency.
Correct. So if
so
someone
like Luke
were driving,
Jones lives in Pennsylvania, as an example, he lives in Shrewsbury, has a Pennsylvania license plate, all of that. He's in Baltimore today going to the Oriole game. He can buy a ticket. What happens if he wins?
If he wins in Maryland, we welcome here with open arms.
Well, he's got a Maryland ticket, right?
Right, right.
But he lives in Shrewsbury. What happens?
I don't care. He bought. Actually, I hope he goes to the Amish market while he's in Shrewsbury. Lovely
hope
little place.
Hope he invests in Ocean City.
nice to stop there. But we've got horribly off the rails here. But the breaking news item, not one, but two Mega Million winners last night, which means, Nestor, going back to your question, that they got 5 of 5 of the white balls that were drawn, but did not get the Mega Ball.
The Mega Ball. Okay.
And just to put that in perspective, you have numbers from 1 to 70, of which you select 5 numbers. And then the Mega Ball is a number from 1 to 25. So 2 people won 5 of 5. They won $1 million prize. One of those 2 had the foresight to play an additional dollar and get the Mega Plier, which is a random multiplier for each drawing, which multiplies all the prizes below the jackpot. So it doesn't multiply the $640 million. but all the other prizes. And the multiplier last night was 4. So 4 times a million. Don't take your shoes and socks off on this one, Esther. 4 times a million, $4 million. So one lucky winner purchase a ticket in Catonsville. Go through your Catonsville Rolodex.
I'm going to be in Catonsville tomorrow. I might know this person.
It's possible.
I'm at the Beaumont this weekend. So Catonsville's lucky is what you're telling me.
Catonsville winner, $1 million purchased at the National Pike Fuel in Catonsville. But okay. The big winner last night was a Baltimore City location.
Oh, hold on. That's somebody I might know this person. Go ahead.
So again, $1 million winner bought the Megaplier.
So this times four. Both of these are fours? Or right.
The first one in Catonsville was $1 million.
They did not. The person's really going to feel bad.
Well, they are, especially when they realize that if they had put another buck into the game there, they would have had $4 million. And that lucky person purchased their ticket at the Lobby Shop in beautiful downtown Baltimore. So very local, Catonsville and Baltimore City, two winners, but of course they could have come from any place. Excuse me. I get a little emotional.
That's all right. It's fine. Money. Yeah. Well, I mean, give it away. Oh. You can't keep it anyway. So, I mean,
No.
It's not yours to keep. It's not like Wheel of Fortune.
Hey, he's looking for a gig.
Oh, well, you know.
And he's right around the corner.
He could pay out the lottery from what I've seen.
He could run his own lottery.
He doesn't need the multiplier.
No, he doesn't.
So let's clarify here.
Yep.
Mega Millions, and 36 wasn't one of the numbers. The 37 was. So 36 is my lucky number. So the Mega Ball was 18. The big prize is now 720, but here in Maryland for Mega Millions, if you played on Tuesday, if you played it, give me the places again now. Catonsville's
National Pike Fuel.
Okay, and then the Baltimore was
Lobby Shop.
Lobby Shop. I gotta Google these places, find out where they are, find out what lucky I hope they're Baltimore people. I mean, Baltimore and Catonsville, right?
We hope, but again, I mean, these are for the most part anonymous purchases. We don't know where these people have come from, but when they show up here.
Okay, so hold on a second. There's a $4 million and a $1 million, and they're walking the streets. They may or may not know. I can tell you now, John, this is like, it's not my wife. You know, she did not. She bought it. She bought it at the Royal Farms on Providence. I mean, I know.
Yes,
so
yes.
I know my wife
Sorry.
Didn't win the big. That's fine. I mean, but I'm hoping it's a friend. So this person like now has a ticket that's not unlike these instant lottery scratch offs, although it's not an instant lottery.
It's
and they have the ticket and they're like, I think I won. They went to mdlottery.com where I'm looking at 19, 22, 31, 37, 54. I got all the numbers. And they're like, okay, I bought them. I won $4 million. Now, what do they do? What do they do?
No. First of all, there is no switchboard anymore. You're showing your age. But the first thing they should do is sign that ticket. Put their name on the back of the ticket. There's plenty of room there for them to sign the ticket. Then they should secure that ticket, whether it's on their person. Believe me, there's some weird stories on how people secure tickets. But and then they have 182 days. From last night's drawing.
I would be weird, dude. I would run that thing to you just to say, I won. I'll figure it out. I'll get a money guy. Don't write me a check today. I don't want my picture taken. I don't want to be. But I would run that ticket to you. That's where I would be on it. Right?
Which is why your wife buys the tickets and you don't. Because she.
I would be afraid. Where am I securing a $4 million ticket that I feel?
Well, don't
really
tell me. That's the whole idea. That's the secure part of it.
I'm calling Roz, I'm calling somebody and saying, take this thing. I'm going to drop it like it's hot, like Snoop. I'd be like, bring it to you. It's $4 million. I'd be scared to death to touch it.
Well, yeah, but whatever you don't put it in the freezer. Don't put it next to the.
I was afraid of touching a Cal Ripken rookie car because it was worth $100. You know what I mean? Like, by the way, we had $100 winner, and I want to show you this picture because we do this every week. This is our $100 winner from Coco's. This young lady came up and yelled
Very
at
nice.
Me, and she's like, "I won $100," and I'm like, "I'm going to put you on the internet." So we took pictures. So Coco's that was a really lucky batch. I don't know where Roz got this batch. Couple months, but I'm getting low on these. My 25th anniversary is at Costco. This on the 3rd. John, are we going to give this $1 billion away between now and
you know
August
what?
3rd?
That is burdensome. It's weighing heavily on my small brain. But I'll tell you what the fun part is. You know, the all-time record Powerball jackpot, which was not that long ago. I have it here somewhere on my desk. $2 billion. We're not even halfway there.
Okay.
2.04 was the all-time winner. It was in California, and I want to say it was November. So I'm going to say that. One moment, please. Yeah, November of 22, not even a year ago. So we're not even halfway there. Now, the funny part is we count these things in terms of how many rolls does it take. And that was the $2 billion plus jackpot was on the 41st roll.
Where are we right now with Powerball?
We're about 38 or 39. So just about there. So look at how we're right almost there, but we're half the total. And the reason for that, quite frankly, is the Mega Millions. This is the third time in history that both games have been over $500 million at the same time.
Have they both ever been over a billion?
No.
Wow. So how many more rolls will it take Mega Millions at in the sevens to get to? So by now, if there's two more megas and nobody hits Powerball next week, we would be looking at one being a billion and the other one getting up on two, correct?
Yeah, they probably won't grow that quickly because, again, they tend to compete when you've got that amount of play in the marketplace. And that's because people do the right thing. They're playing responsibly. They know that they only need one ticket to win. No one should be running out there putting, you know, an inordinate amount of money on games that have roughly 292-1 and million and 302 million-1 odds on the top prize. Enjoy.
Done the math on this. Now they're different. The odds are different on both games.
The odds are different because the matrix is a little different. And that's the science that goes into it. But it's fun to dream. It's fun to play with friends or coworkers and pool your resources together. That's always a good thing to do when these jackpots get this high. But some of the numbers are staggering. If someone were to win the $1 billion tonight, that's a cash option of $516.8 million net after tax, $346.5 million. And again, if that lucky person, he or she happens to be a Marylander, that's over $46 million to the
You know what I do with it right now because I'm in the mood.
You'd either put in the freezer or
I'd waste it on a minor league hockey team, bring hockey back to Baltimore. You know, I think that's what I would. I'm just dreaming today. You're letting me dream, so let me dream a little bit.
You're a person of the people, Nestor. You have everyone's best interest at heart.
I'd have an AM radio station for sale. I promise you that.
That's true.
John Martin is here. He is the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and gaming. We're going to see John next month. We're going to be down at Mako Broadcasting with a lot of folks in Ocean City. Next month's really busy. It's our 25th anniversary. We're going to be at Costas on the 3rd. We're going to be at Drug City on the 4th. We've already started lining up incredible guests. Johnny O is going to be joining us over at Drug City to honor 25 years of a Baltimore County company here doing things. You guys are doing more than just jackpots, though, right? So, like, every night, the Orioles, the Home Run Riches is there. There's just money to be made on that. But you're rolling out scratch-offs, doing all this. But, boy, there's no oxygen when my wife can win $1 billion tonight, right? Like, people think of the lottery, and it's fun to win $100 if you're at Coco's last week. But I would think the energy in your building gets different when it's $1 billion and three-quarters of $1 billion on the other side.
Oh, absolutely does. And again, we have winners come in these offices every day, and they don't come in looking, you know, to cash a $1 billion winner. Now, there are people who win on scratch off tickets, win on our fast play tickets, and they're great stories. And you can all go to mdlottery.com and look at some of the winner stories. And for the most part, they're feel good stories. And let me just share one of them with you, if I may.
Sure.
A young man, a college student. And let's see if he's got his picture holding his ceremonial check. He won $30,000 on a scratch-off ticket. And he is going to take that money.
I happen to have that right here, by the way. So
there you go.
Nicoy Woods,
there
he is. All right.
There you go. And, you know, he's looking to put that money towards his college education. So that's the kind of story you'd like to hear. People who have played responsibly, won a fair amount of money, and again, going to be able then to help themselves and further their education. And that's clearly when it works well.
John Martin is here. We're watching baseball every night. I know you've been watching baseball despite the Guardians at this point. Boy,
Hang on. Don't give me one of these despite the Guardians. As a matter of fact, I wish my furry little friend Seth Elkin were here, because for some of you who don't track this, the Cleveland Guardians visited the Pittsburgh Pirates this week, and Monday night game 11-0. Last night's game 10-1.
For those the Orioles have been struggling the last couple of days, yeah, too. So that's why I'm not talking about the Orioles right now.
Yeah, that's 21-1. I mean, if all the Pirates can do is get three touchdowns today and they're back in it.
You Clevelander people, as much as the Baltimore-Cleveland thing happened with the Browns, the Cleveland-Pittsburgh thing, they never play in baseball, right? So, like, it's like Baltimore and Philadelphia in baseball forever. We never played, right?
Yeah.
Baltimore and Washington, we've been playing lately because, like, it's new. But interleague play gives you a chance to get after some Pittsburgh people and get after some Cincinnati people, quite frankly, too, right?
Yeah, although that kid in Cincinnati, he is something else.
Well, you know, that's the thing about baseball and this city, right? We've seen a lot of people at the ballpark this week, right? They're doing giveaways.
Oh, yeah, great. All that. Actually, we were there last night. We were there last night with our spin the wheel and had a lot of fun at the game. Great game.
Well, a lot of Dodgers fans in this week and whatnot, but the Dodgers never come here. So I had a friend who's like, I didn't know the Dodgers traveled this well. I'm like, they played here three times ever, and they play down in D.C. all the time, but a lot of people, Camden Yards is still like an incredible draw for that sort of thing. The Reds fans traveled well when they came in here a couple of weeks ago, and I always think of like 1970 and Sparky Anderson and Lee May and Brooks Robinson and all that, but we're getting used to this interleague play thing. But the Cincinnati story, the Baltimore story this year for what the franchises can be. And look, the lottery's been with the Orioles forever and ever. Some years there's a lot of people, some years there's not. Some years we lose 100 games. But the years when it's good, and it's been too rare around here for 30 years, this is a lot of fun. I mean, along my timeline for everybody, Luke even said this week, he's like, I haven't talked about the Ravens in like 2 weeks, which has never happened in 25 years. And they'll be back next week. But baseball has filled the spot in the city's soul in a big, big way. It really has.
Well, and I would remind all the folks who are still with us here on the broadcast that our home run riches, we had a great time earlier in the year when our lucky fan, Barbara, our lucky fan won $50,000. We will have a second $50,000 winner. So those folks who figure, well, gee, that's over. No, it ain't. In those immortal words, it ain't over till it's over, especially in baseball. We have opportunities for you. The last drawing is August 28th. So you still have over a month to get your tickets into the pool, if you will. And when we draw on August 28th, we are drawing for the remainder of the regular season. So we'll have all 162 games covered. And then we'll pick a 163rd contestant who will be that second $50,000 winner. So a lot of fun. It's not going to be contingent on someone hitting a home run. It's just people who have been in all along. These are cumulative entries. If you've been in from day one, you're still in it. But you still have time to get another month or 6 weeks to get into that pool. And someone else is going to win, guaranteed, $50,000.
Well, I want to be the one that's on game 161 when Colton Cowser hits the three-run home run that clinches the American League East for the Orioles. What do you think?
Who are they playing the last one?
You know what's really weird is the scheduling. All my life, we played all the American League East.
Right.
That's over with.
We're
on the West Coast in August and in September. It's crazy. I mean, it's not that sort of run-up the way it used to be. I mean, in the old days, we'd be playing the last-place Yankees or the fourth-place Red Sox, which is what we have going. It is weird seeing the Yankees in last place, John. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's, you know, don't get too used to it because that stuff can happen. Although
first time in 32 years. First time since 1990, the Yankees are in last place. That's
nice.
An amazing thing, right?
Nice. Well, at least we can agree on that. Hey, you know what else is coming up? And I think you teased a little bit before. We are going to be at Ravens training camp. I mean, we try to get out and about, especially this time of year. So that event,
hot out there, by the way. Tell them to wear SPF.
Ooh. Yeah. July 29th, we will be at the actually, it's M&T Bank Stadium.
Ravens scratch-offs this year, traditional.
Yeah. We should be announcing those pretty soon.
Tickets
so
for life.
Tuned.
Take me on a trip somewhere. All the fun stuff, right?
All the fun stuff. So stay tuned. That'll be coming your way. But then we also have plenty of baseball. We will actually be back. We talked about being at the Dodgers game yesterday. We will be actually back on August 4th when Buck, if he's still there, when Buck brings the Mets into town.
By the way, I can get into sports wagering with you, and we'll be doing that a lot in a couple of weeks, I have a feeling.
Yeah.
But I get numbers from, like, this guy, Jimmy, who sends me, like, what's going on. And
sure, his name is Jimmy, sure.
He's Jimmy's from Philadelphia too, if you, but he lives in Seattle.
Better,
So
it's
long story.
better. Go ahead.
But Jimmy sends me these numbers, and it was about 2 or 3 weeks ago. I saw it was right at the top. Manager most likely to get fired, Buck Showalter, was 3 or 4 to 1. It was great, and I'm thinking, man, how times change. Poor Buck, you know. I mean, so and now you're cheap shotting him, you know, coming in after me. I hope he's still here.
I hope he is because I like Buck.
But
I mean,
this is
I've never met
amazing
the
when you
man.
Spend all of this money and then you don't win.
Yeah.
And then the Orioles and the Reds, right, this year have this amazing thing happen for them and their fans. It's awesome.
Well,
that's what makes sports great. It really
just
does.
Thank goodness that the New York fan base is so forgiving and open and embracing.
Well, especially the Yankees
heroes.
Fans that already didn't like Buck since Seinfeld, I would say, you know. So,
yeah, right.
Well, we'll
right.
see you guys back down at the ballpark. Am I missing anything here other than Maryland Crab Cake Tour and your 50th, my 25th? By the way, your 50th has really inspired my 25th. We're going to be releasing the top 25 moments in the history of WNST between now and, let's say, Super Bowl. We're going to do one a week because I learned
am
from
I
you
on it?
That a
did I make the cut?
The list is not official yet.
Okay.
You're in the running. You're in the
Wow.
running. You're in the
wow.
running.
Tell me I'm 26. If you have to, let me down easy.
I'll let you know if you're an honorable mention. You know, I'm trying to. John, this is amazing. I just want to tell you this as a sponsor and somebody who's known me through, you know, work in Baltimore and like all that. There are so many things that we've done in 25 years as a little AM radio station and web that people have forgotten about, but people will remember because they were a part of it. We had 12,000 people march up Poitras the day of the Ravens games. We started a march. We had Free the Birds. We had Whiskey Joe's 22 years ago with 5,000 people on a pier in Tampa before we won the first Super Bowl. Then we came back and marched the Lombardi Trophy down Harford Road with David Modell and Brian Bell. We've done crazy things around here. That I want to let everybody know that they've been a part of, that I wanted to share their pictures. At Costas on the 3rd, I'm bringing all my old Get Nasty shirts, all my old newsletters, all my old pictures. We got Purple Rain 1, Purple Rain. We're giving away the store, kind of like Maryland Lottery does some days. We're giving away things on the 3rd and 4th. So I want to invite you and everybody from Maryland Lottery, come on over to Costas or Drug City, two places that you know well where you sell a lot of lottery tickets, but it's going to be a great celebration. And I really was inspired by what you guys did for 50th, because it wasn't like a one day thing. You know, I mean, you guys used 6 months to talk about it.
There's a lot. Yes. There's a lot of stuff you need. Yeah.
You've done 25 or 50 years. You should spike the ball a little bit like you guys have been doing.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. You got to tell the story because no one else knows it as well as you do, but that's,
well, I would say I'm not giving away 50,000, but I am giving away scratch offs from the Maryland Lottery. It costed, so I did have $100 winner. So you can't
top
win.
Prize on that ticket is $10,000. You could be giving away $10,000. That's possible.
I tell people that too. I'm like, you might win 10 grand, but you might win 100. And then some people come up, and they're like, well, I won 2, I won 5, and sometimes they win 10 or 20. People love to win, and I think that's probably the most fun of your job is seeing these people come in. Your phone's gonna ring. I'm saying that even though you don't have a switchboard, even though you do look a little bit like I look like a switchboard operator, that literally you have a $4 million and a $1 million thing that's floating around this city as of this morning. And you know that they're going to come find you at some point soon. They're going to come find you, right?
Well, we hope they do. That'd be an expensive oops if they don't. No, we look forward. We are standing by. To use the analogy, operators are standing by.
Ready to give you that money.
Exactly.
John, I appreciate you. I'm looking forward to getting you back in here next week as we come up on our 25th anniversary. It's still the 50th anniversary. I still have a handful of these to give away. We're going to be doing that at the Beaumont in Catonsville, where we had a $1 million winner that didn't hit the multiplier, but don't tell them that. They'll be happy with the $1 million. We'll be out this week at the Beaumont with Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Gina Shock of Dundalk in Catonsville, right next to Bill's Music. We're going to be out talking about her band, The House of Shock, that I somehow unwittingly Simon Cowell'd. I helped put a rock and roll band together, John. It's going to be on the show next week, I promise you. But take care this week. Towel off. Get some decaf. Listen, I know you might give away $1 billion tonight, right? Like, literally,
wow.
That's why you're all geeked up. Tonight, the phone might ring, John. We got a winner in Lona Coning. We got a winner in Salisbury. We got a winner in Ocean City, Ocean Pines, whatever it is. Like, that is really, you're really looking forward to that, right? Like, if that
we will
happened,
be there.
Like, that'd be a big deal for you.
From Oakland to Ocean City, wherever and any place in between, we will be there ready.
All right. I'll buy crab cakes for the winner if it's a Marylander, all right?
Good. Good
all
deal.
Right. John Martin, Executive Director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming, reminding all of you, as I see every night in these baseball games where it's bet, 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 please bet responsibly. Please know your limits. Please do all the things that these ads tell you to do, because it's all new here and it can be a lot of fun. And we just made it fun for 25 minutes. But just do it responsibly. I'm Nestor. We'll see you out on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour this week at the Beaumont and celebrating 25 years. Can't get to 50 yet, although we can dream a little bit. I am Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore, positive.